Not gonna lie, I'm 99% dehydrated right now. Ah, how long are we still gonna trick?
Oh, Jerry, I totally understand you. But you seem to forget something really important.
Oh, my bad. Hola, everyone, and welcome back to the Three Girls Show.
Much better this time.
All right, it's kind of strange.
Why, Zoe?
Do you guys remember that apple sapling over there beside the stream?
Sorry, no. Because I was hugely lethargic when we arrived. But I do remember the stream.
Oh, I do. You mean that thin plant with already 11 ripe apples on it? That was so peculiar and eye-catchy, you know.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. If you were not touching fish when we firstly arrived here, you will realize that's actually our second time encountering this sapling.
So you mean we're actually not progressing, but are in a labyrinth?
Exactly.
I'm exhausted and I'm not doing it.
Jerry's right. We do need some energy supply right now. But, life lesson from the last episode, never ever try to steal a single berry from an unfamiliar land.
So how are we gonna fill up our stomach? I don't want to see Jerry being punched again this time.
Hey, Jerry.
Dear madam, I am here.
You know, I've always been wondering about your potato power. You've been concealing your true magic for almost 3 seasons already. It's time to show your money.
Oh God, Karen, stop degrading me. I'm so jealous because all of you guys have the real magic, except for me pulling out potatoes at random time is totally hilarious and useless.
No, it's not.
Not at all.
So they end up with pulling out twigs from the samplings and started roasting Jerry's potatoes.
Oh, Karen, you're a genius.
I definitely am, because I wrote this episode.
Roasted potatoes are the best food I've ever had so far.
Totally agree.
Hey, have you guys heard anything?
No. I do right now.
Me too. He sounds even larger than the berry monster from last time.
Okay, guys. Jerry, you go put out the fire right now. Kitty, you go back up all the potatoes and let's go back from where we came.
Sure, I'm gonna...
No, please don't!
Why are we locked up?
Folks, we're enclosed.
By 20 thick iron boards.
Exactly. There's no way out of it.
Face it.
Chips. Where are the chips? I smell chips.
Oh my God. Did that gigantic apple just speak?
Hi, Mr. Apple King.
Oh. You guys recognize me. I'm blushing. Ah.
He's definitely more likable than a berry one.
Your Majesty, we just roasted potatoes and please feel free to grab some.
Ah, you guys are too sweet.
By the way, Mr. Apple King, we came here to give you this letter.
From your bestie, Mr. Berry.
Yeah, from your bestie.
Oh, guys, I appreciate this. Thank you so much.
I did not traumatize this time. Relieved.
Let's leave after Apple King finishes his letter. Hopefully, we'll get the free accommodation tonight.